The National Weather Service confirmed 5 tornadoes formed in southern Wisconsin Saturday night during severe storms. It's Monday, June 24th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Today marks the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, and legal fights over abortion in Wisconsin are ongoing. And the head of Wisconsin's utility regulator says natural gas power plants will be a significant part of the state's energy mix through a transition to clean energy. We'll be back with all of that and more after this.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Another spate of severe weather ripped through Wisconsin Saturday evening with 5 confirmed tornadoes, including one near Janesville. During a press conference yesterday, Janesville City Manager Ryan McHugh confirmed a tornado touchdown on the south side of the city, causing considerable damage. McHugh asked people to stay away from the area for the next several days.
We are asking residents to stay away. It's not a safe situation right now, and there are downed power lines throughout the neighborhood. Last night, there were a lot of gawkers, and we were trying to avoid that.
The National Weather Service was also investigating tornadoes in Williams Bay, Argyle, and Belmont, as well as the Marshall, Waterloo, and Watertown areas. The Weather Service also had reports of flooding along the Baraboo River in Columbia County and north of Madison. Today marks the 2-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision striking down federal abortion protections. As Rich Kramer reports, in Wisconsin, the battle continues with cases before the state's highest court.
Abortion providers in Wisconsin stopped offering services for more than a year after Roe v. Wade was overturned. They resumed last year after a Dane County judge ruled a pre-Civil War law does not prohibit abortions. Annalise Eicher is the communications director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. She says until the state Supreme Court weighs in on the issue, things remain uncertain.
Wisconsinites went for 15 months without access to abortion care in their state. While it's resumed here, we are still in a bit of a legal limbo.
In addition to the case involving the 19th century law, Planned Parenthood has also filed a separate lawsuit. It's seeking to establish a state constitutional right to abortion. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The leader of the State Public Service Commission says she believes almost all of Wisconsin could have broadband access by 2030. As Joe Schultz reports, she called it a conservative estimate.
Public Service Commission Chair Summer Strand spoke at a WisPolitics luncheon last week. She says the agency plans to begin rolling out a $1 billion federal broadband expansion program early next year.
It doesn't mean the money is going to flow in 2025 and everyone's going to be online in 2026. My conservative estimate would be that we would be close to serving every underserved and unserved location in the state by 2030.
The commission estimates that more than 410,000 homes and businesses have gained access to new or improved broadband services since 2019. Strand says the areas that still lack access are the hardest to reach and the most expensive to connect. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Organizers for the upcoming Republican National Convention in downtown Milwaukee announced the final security perimeter today, but protest groups say the plan is too restrictive for them to exercise their First Amendment rights. The ACLU of Wisconsin sued the city of Milwaukee this month over the issue. On Friday, the group said they were disappointed to see the security zone limited to anyone but convention attendees. Nick Desiato is the Milwaukee mayor's chief of staff. He says protesters have premier access to the convention at Fiserv Forum.
So again, I would challenge anyone to find a place closer to there with sight lines directly looking at Fiserv Forum. It's also where there is an egress.
The National Nominating Convention will be held from July 15th through July 18th. 50,000 visitors are expected. Thousands of Catholics are joining a pilgrimage in southeast Wisconsin this week. Margaret Faust reports pilgrims stopped along the Waukesha Christmas Parade route to pray.
One leg of the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage is stopping at more than 50 spots throughout southeast Wisconsin. The purpose is to renew faith in the church's teachings and bless the communities the pilgrims walk through. Margaret Rohde is with the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. She's organizing local pilgrimage events, including one along the route of the Waukesha Christmas Parade, where 6 people were killed in 2021. She says there's a desire to bring the procession through places where there's a need for healing.
And when they reached the site of the memorial, there was a prayerful pause where people prayed for everyone who's still suffering from the trauma of that and for the families of those who were lost.
The pilgrimage is part of a broader movement to revive the Catholic Church in the United States. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Hope Kerwin. Our producers today were Kyla Calvert-Mason and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts with our new name. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.